This is the Freedom Audio Show with Aaron Chen.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen, and in every single episode of the Freedom Audio Show, I'll be sharing one idea with you that has the potential to make you thousands of dollars in your business and will help you get closer to creating true freedom in your life. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin. Hey, Aaron Chen here. What's going on? Welcome to episode 165 of the Freedom Audio Show. I hope you are all doing well and safe wherever you are in the world. Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, we just went into our second lockdown, and we've had another month extension. So by the end of this particular lockdown, it's going to be a two-month extension, which is going to end on the 9th of December. So pretty crazy stuff. You know, the cases are spiking and stuff like that. We were doing really well early on, but now it's really starting to spike a little bit, unfortunately. And so, you know, the government's trying to control the spread of it, and you know, a lot of people are stuck at home. Although we can still move around and stuff, I'm actually just coming back from the gym, which is pretty good. At least we can still go to the gym. Just need to be a little bit more careful. But I hope you're safe wherever you are. And I was thinking about what I could share with you in this particular episode, and I saw a really interesting post on Instagram the other day, and I wanted to talk about it because I think this is extremely relevant for you know, your growth and your overall success, right? And the question that you know, they asked on Instagram when I saw this little feed, and this is why I love Instagram, is because you can basically curate your feeds, right? You can curate whatever you want to see, and instead of following friends and family, I rarely do that on Instagram. I follow a lot of stuff that I enjoy. So for me, it's almost like a curated online magazine, right? Whatever interests you have, whatever hobbies you have, whether it's business or whether it's golf or whether it's, you know, aggressive, you know, inline skating or whatever it is, right? You can follow it on Instagram, okay? And you get these little bits of bite-sized information that inspire you and interest you and, you know, sort of take your learning to the next level. And I follow a lot of these motivational quotes and channels. And the thing that I saw at the gym the other day on Instagram was the question of, are you, you know, what are your daily habits, okay? And are you, are those daily habits causing you to evolve or revolve? All right, pretty interesting question. So what are your daily habits, and is it causing you to evolve or revolve, right? So are you evolving? Are you growing? Are you, you know, changing? And becoming better inside of your life, or are you just going round and round in circles? Okay, and this is a really interesting question, because if you're trying to build something for yourself, if you're trying to become an entrepreneur, or you want a better life, you want more freedom, you want to spend more time with your family, you want to stop having, you know, to deal with, you know, paying the bills that you can't pay. Maybe you've got a stack of bills that are stacking up on your kitchen counter or wherever it is, and you're trying to find a way to get around that, then you really have to ask yourself the difficult question of, you know, what are your daily habits like, right? Because see, the average person, their daily habits are pretty similar, okay? They wake up in the morning, usually pretty early. Most people have a full-time job, right? And I'm you know, generalizing right now, but generally speaking, most people have a full-time job. They wake up early in the morning, maybe 6 or 7 a.m. They, you know, jump in their car, or they, you know, they get changed, they get showered, then they jump in their car, they commute to the office, maybe an hour there, and then an hour back at the end of the day. They work all day at the office, okay? They usually finish at about maybe 6, 7, 8 p.m., depending on where you work in the world, different cultures, right? Work different hours. Then you commute back from the office another hour, okay, stuck in traffic. You get home, maybe you put the kids to bed, maybe cook a meal, right? Then you put the kids to bed, and then by that point, it's probably about 9 or 10 o'clock, and then you get in a little bit of Netflix, right? Or you watch TV, or you watch something on your computer, maybe you download something, or you stream something on your iPad or your computer or your laptop or TV, right? And then you go to bed at, you know, 11, midnight, 1, 2 a.m., depending if you're a night owl or not. And then the whole cycle repeats itself. That's kind of it, right? So that's Monday to Friday. And then on the weekends, what do people do? Well, they wake up late on, you know, they sleep later on a Friday. Maybe they go out for drinks with friends. They wake up later on a Saturday, or they bring their kids to, you know, football practice or whatever it is. They watch TV all weekend, you know, Netflix all weekend, or something like that, or, you know, go for lunch with friends, and then Sunday is kind of the same. You get ready for the work week, and then Monday starts all over again, and then that's the process. It's just over and over again. And you wonder why people get stuck in the rat race, right? You wonder why people get stuck in that hamster wheel. You wonder why people just keep revolving instead of evolving, right? It's because of the daily habits that they implement, right? And I knew this back in 2009 when I wanted to change my life, when I was like, I've had enough of this corporate rat race. I want to get out of my penguin suit. I wanted to stop working 12 hours a day, 6 to 7 days a week. I was like, how do I do this? How do I get out of the situation that I'm in, right? And I knew that it had a lot to do with my daily habits. And so I decided, look, I need to figure out a way to change this, okay? And so I started to think about, you know, how can I change my daily habits so that I can start evolving and improving my skill set and building something that will generate me income whether I'm there or not, right? And so, yes, I had a full-time job just like most people do. Yes, it was a 9-to-5 job and I was working very long hours, right? But I was still able to find times in my day when I wasn't really doing that much. You know, it was just a normal day, but I could, you know, replace that instead of, you know, watching TV for 2 or 3 hours at the end of each working day. I could replace that with something productive, right? So what I did was, I figured out that there were a couple of times during the day, like in the morning, when I was commuting to the office, right? It was an hour there stuck in traffic and an hour back at the end of the day. Could I use that for something more productive, right? And I call this condensing time frames, right? So you condense time and you find lulls in the day where you're not really doing anything to implement, you know, something else, to build something else, right? So that became a habit for me, right? So instead of just being in the car every single day, I was making a video on the way to the office and on the way back. So that became a new habit that I implemented every single day. So I had two videos that I could upload onto YouTube, right? And I was targeting the affiliate marketing, the make money from home kind of crowd, right? So I would talk about how to make money from home. I would talk about affiliate marketing. I would talk about marketing and strategy and motivation and business ideas, right? So that's what I was doing twice a day. And at the end of the night, after I had dinner, you know, with my missus, what I would do is I would actually upload those two videos onto YouTube, right? And then I would do a little bit of extra work. So instead of watching Netflix or spending in time with the TV, I would actually get to work. I was working 3 to 4 hours a night after dinner, okay? And then I would go to bed at midnight or 1 a.m. because I'm a bit of a late owl. But that's what I was doing. And I was doing that every single day, Monday to Friday. And then on the weekends, instead of getting drunk with my friends every single weekend, what I would do is I would sleep late on Friday. I would wake up, I would have lunch again with the missus, and then I would work for 3 or 4 or 5 hours on a Saturday and a Sunday, right? So yes, a little bit of sacrifice, but for me, this became a habit, right? And the thing is when you change your habits and your schedule and the way that you operate on a daily basis, it adds up, okay? Initially, it doesn't really look like much because if you look at just one day, you're like thinking, oh, you're only making 2 videos a day, or, you know, even if you were just doing 1 video a day. But if you think about it, 2 videos a day over a, you know, 30-day period, what's that? That's 60 videos a month, right? That's just if you're focusing on creating marketing videos on YouTube. I mean, if you were doing something else, like writing emails or doing a podcast or, you know, learning information, right? Because obviously you need to learn how to market, you need to learn how to build your business. So maybe instead of doing a video, you could be consuming information on your commute to the office and on the commute back. That's 2 hours of, you know, taking in good information that's going to change your life, whether that's a business podcast or a marketing podcast or, you know, a marketing training program, a video program that's going to teach you step by step how to build your business and, you know, gain new skills so that you can create an income on the side that will literally change your business for you, right? Travel the world, spend more time with your family, free up your time, right? Not have to worry about the bills, because once you get to a certain level, it's almost definitely going to create an income stream that's bigger than your job could ever give you, right? Because that's the whole beauty about business, is that you can create leverage, you can create automation that you can't in a full-time job, right? And so it was these habits that allowed me to finally triple my corporate income in April 2019, right? That's how I did it. It was understanding that my daily habits weren't serving me, right? Going you know, just doing what everybody else is doing, waking up, commuting to the office, working a full, you know, day at the office, having dinner, and then watching TV all night. I mean, that these kinds of habits don't change your life. This is how people stay broke, right? This is how people stay in the rat race. This is how you keep revolving, in, you know, through those revolving doors and that hamster wheel, just going round and round and round and round in circles. How long can you do that for, right? You can do that maybe until you're 60 or 70 years old, and hopefully, fingers crossed, you know, knock on wood, you're going to be able to retire with a golden, quote-unquote, golden parachute, which, by the way, is it becomes rarer and rarer these days, right? I mean, how many people actually get a golden parachute? The reality is most people don't even have enough in their retirement fund to last their entire retirement. You know, it's just craziness, right? So, you know, think about the habits that you're implementing in your daily life, right? In your daily routine, and ask yourself, are they serving you? Are they serving you, right? Is it allowing you to build something greater? Are you able to create more income with it? Are you able to create more freedom with it? And if the answer is no, then you need to do something about it. Because if you don't change your habits, your daily habits, if you don't implement things that will help you grow, change your skill set, increase your income, increase your investment portfolio, right? Increase your knowledge, increase your marketing skill set, learning how to start a business, whatever it is, right? If it's not serving you, if you're not growing, then you need to change something, all right? Don't look externally. You got to look internally. You got to take matters into your own hands, right? Especially with everything that's going right now with the COVID virus. I mean, this is going to last until probably, you know, knock on wood, hopefully things, you know, change quickly, but very likely till the middle of 2021 at least, right? And so, you know, countries are going to continue to open up, close down. You know, I've had a trip that I've been wanting to take to Copenhagen. I've had to move it twice now, right? It was supposed to be in November. I moved it to March. It's very unlikely that I'm going to get to go. So I'll probably have to move that to mid of next year or the end of next year, which is a lot more realistic, right? And in the meantime, you know, if you're working a full-time job, I mean, depending on what sector you're in, you know, sectors are crumbling all over the world, right? So it's important that, you know, if now is not the right time, then now's not the right time to change those habits, you know, those income generating habits, those life changing habits, then I don't know when is. Okay, so that's a question that you have to ask yourself. So that's what I wanted to talk a little bit about in today's episode. I hope you got some value from this episode today. Let me know your thoughts and comments in whatever platform you're listening to this show on. And I hope that you change your daily habits, because it's one of those things where it's going to suck to begin with because you're not used to doing them, but it's going to pay you for the rest of your life. So let that sink in, you know, as you go through your day today. And I hope to catch you on the next episode of the Freedom Audio Show. Take care. Hey, this is Aaron Chen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Audio Show. If you could do me a favor and rate this episode, it would really help me a lot. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you really enjoyed it, I would really appreciate 5 stars. And listen, if you're like, Aaron, I love this stuff, but you know, how do I get started, right? How do I start building an online business? How do I start creating an income from home? Well, you may not know this, but I've got my own program. It's called The Invincible Marketer. And all you need to do is head to theinvincibleMarketer.com. And over there, you're going to get a lot of information about how you can work directly with me and start to generate, you know, real income from home, learn the real skills of learning how to sell digital products if that's something that you want to do. And listen, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening to this show, and I'll catch you on the next episode.